I'm tired of chasing rainbows. I'm tired of spinning round and round. Rather fall the shattered dreams of your life and at the feet of Jesus lay them down. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken doors. Give them all to Jesus. He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said you'd only see sunshine. He never said there'd be no pain. He only promised a heart full of singing about the very things that once brought pain. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all to Jesus. He will turn your sorrow into joy. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys. Give them all to Jesus. He will turn your sorrow into joy.
I appreciate the Lord this morning and all that He means to me. I'm a happy child of God. I would recommend this to anyone. The message that the Lord has given me this morning is an instruction message. We live our lives, and sometimes we need to be challenged, encouraged, edified in the Lord. And that's what the Lord has given this morning. The method of this message is a little bit different. I'd really like a little interaction from the congregation regarding it. It's on fruit. And I would like for you to tell me some of the advantages or the characteristics of fruit. It's a little different than a vegetable, but what makes it different? Anyone have any thoughts?
It's sweet.
Okay. Anything else? Pardon?
It's juicy.
Yes. I like to eat my vegetables, but I love to eat my fruit. The Lord created a myriad of beautiful fruits for us to partake of and enjoy. You think of a pineapple. Now, I've never seen a pineapple grow, but can you imagine how fascinating to me that is? The covering of it, it's really not a pretty fruit, but when you open it up, it's beautiful and luscious. There's some health benefits. Can anyone give us some of those?
It contains something that's vitamin,
Vitamins, and what we say to you in particular.
And there's something that they're discovering that fruits have a lot of. Pardon?
Fiber.
Fiber, yes.
And it's a digestion.
And they're when you're reading about cancer and the foods that you can eat to fend yourself or prepare your body for that, what is it? What is that? Antioxidant.
Yes. Because we know by this,
it's a limit to this, but it gives us an idea that there is a something to be gained by partaking of fruit. It's something that, if you remember in the ancient times when the mariners would be on the water and they were eating meat only or bread, they got what? They got rickets. And they decided if we will load up lemons with these fellas and they eat lemons and get their vitamin C, it cured the rickets. It took care of some of those diseases. Well, we need fruit. But more than physical fruit that we eat, we need spiritual fruit. And that's what the Lord is dealing with us this morning on. So I'd like to do a little more illustration here. Yes. It smells good. Yes, a pineapple.
Thank you.
Strawberry. When you get the first ripe strawberry, the first fruit, it's a piece of heaven. I went to a strawberry patch last year and got to experience that, and it was just wonderful. Well, another piece of heaven, isn't it? It's beautiful, isn't it? Well, we have here a fruit tree. Doesn't look very prosperous, does it? We have here another fruit tree. It's another fruit tree. So this is elementary, but I hope you get the idea. This is what all right, the first illustration we have a fruit tree. But it has no leaves. It has no fruit. It looks dead, doesn't it? It can be called a fruit tree, but there's no bearing in it. The second illustration is we have a fruit tree, and it's leaves. Very beautiful, beautiful tree, but there's no bearing in it. The next one is full of leaves, and we have one rosy red apple. One. The last tree, we have it. The fruit of it is abundant in the branches. In fact, the branches weigh heavy because of the fruit. Now, if you will turn with me to Psalms, the first chapter. And the first verse. It's familiar to us, but I want us to understand it's for us. It's for us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I have heard this myriads of times. And I always can imagine the beautiful tree planted by the river of water. In Oklahoma, we don't have an abundance of trees there, but you always knew where the water sources were because that's where the trees grew. Tree by the river of water. But this is the part that was such a blessing, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That bringeth forth fruit in his season is not just a tree. It is a fruit tree. There is more than one fruit on it. And the Lord, when he challenges us, he wants us to bear fruit for him. That is the burden of the message, that you bear more fruit. There are times we get satisfied and complacent, and that is it can be a dangerous thing. When we decide that I am a fruit tree, the Lord said I could be a fruit tree, but this is really all that's bearing. There's something to remember. People examine your fruit tree. People among the church, people in your congregation, and people in the world. And they will study your fruit tree. They will look at it, and they will try to pluck the fruit from it. There's an edifying. We saw the edifying of a fruit, what it does for us physically. But spiritually, the world needs your fruit. Your spiritual fruit, because it wards diseases. It tastes good. It has ascorbic acid. It has antioxidants. There are many benefits from that. And the Lord is desiring that your fruit would be delectable to the world. And that they would look at it and say, that apple tastes good. I would like to have my own fruit tree. Do you see what that does? It whets their appetite that you may be salty. Salt them a little bit. Whet their appetite. Let them understand how fruitful you are. Well, what happens is, like I said, we get into a place of complacency. And we're just too satisfied with just a bunch of twigs. But the Lord's not happy with that. He's not happy with that. And actually, he judges that. John, the 15th chapter. Please turn with me. John, the 15th chapter in the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Did you hear that? Every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Do you realize how serious that is? You might excuse it, and you might think, well, I'm just a fruit tree. But the Lord's requiring something. And he is not happy. How would you feel if you went out to your orchard that you were used to getting fruit from and selling your fruit? It was a way of income for you. It was a way of preservation that you had fruit in the wintertime. You were able to bake pies. You were able to partake of the fruit when it was fresh. What would you think if you went to your orchard and all you saw was this? That's how the Lord looks at it. He sees us when we come together. And he knows our fruit or lack of it. And he's disturbed by that. Because he says, I wanted more than that. I desired that you bear more fruit. That you bear much fruit. Ye are clean, and that every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And this is the seriousness of it. The world knows. Your children know. Your congregations know when you're nothing but leaves. The Lord wasn't pleased with that either. And we see that, and then we comfort ourselves saying, I'm a fruit tree, and I'm planted by the river of water, and I partake of those things, and I suck them in, but I never give anything out. And we see that, and that the Lord's not pleased with that. And he looks and sees and says, that branch isn't bearing anything, but I know how I can make it bear something. Do you know what purging means? It means cutting off something. Usually it's the cutting off of a branch. And we look at that and think, not me. I'm faithful in coming to service. I'm faithful in being a good moral person. Don't cut me off. Don't require that of me. Cutting off. Have you ever sacrificed your dreams, your hopes, your plans for the Lord? Why does He want that? Why does He require that? It's not a hard way. Because He wants more fruit from you. And we get too satisfied with, we're a little fruit tree. We look really good. But there's no fruit. There's nothing there. It doesn't provide anything but an empty shade. The Lord's saying, I want fruit from you. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Okay. Why do we see this? We see it a lot. Why do we see that? Because the Spirit is not dwelling within me. It's just a fruit tree. You can put a little label on it. The blooms will come, but there's no fruit. You know, an ornamental pear tree, a beautiful blossom. Beautiful. I love to look at them in the springtime, but they bear no fruit. They are an ornament only. That's not what the Lord is pleased with at all. And we I'm not picking. We go to church. We do our little thing. Little. We don't want, don't you touch that. Because that's my security. I have a fruit tree. I don't want any purging on it. And we just bear nothing. Then the Lord brings those things to judgment. And that's what we forget. While we're busy putting down roots, growing leaves, the Lord's saying, I want some fruit. I want some fruit. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. The same bringeth forth one apple. That's what I have here. That's not what it said. The Lord is not pleased with this tree either. What happens is we decide we'll put all of our energy in it, in the leaves and how good it looks. Christians can do that. We want to look good. But without the Holy Spirit abiding, we might garner one apple. And we're pleased with our one apple. See my one apple? See my apple? See? I have an apple. I have one apple. You can't even bake a pie with one apple. One apple. And when the Lord looks at that, He is not pleased. He is not pleased. And we're tickled to death over our one apple. And He's not pleased with that. You will stand in judgment for that. I don't want to be negative, but the Lord's not pleased with that. The same bringeth forth he that abideth in me. There's your secret. You can go through all the formalities. You can do all the thou shalt and thou shalt not. But if the Lord Lord is not abiding in you, you will not bear fruit. And once again, the world needs your fruit. The children of God need your fruit. Have you ever gone up? Really, I have not personally. I have seen lemon trees. There are people that grow fruit all right, but it's lemons. And they're sometimes abundant with their lemons. And the world is desiring good fruit, something sweet, something juicy where it runs down to your elbow and drips off. And they get this sour lemon. Do you know that's a turnoff? A hypocrite. That's a pretty good illustration for a hypocrite. They bear fruit all right, but it's sour. And it's not fit for them to eat. It's not fit for the world. And when the world tastes that, it leaves such a bitterness in their heart that they say, there's nothing in it. I saw the fruit tree and I tasted the fruit, but all that was in there was bitterness, and I don't want a part of that. If that's the way that is, if that's the way that salvation works, I don't want any part of it. But that's not what the Lord desires. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's pretty serious, isn't it? That's pretty fearful. It should be. It should be fearful. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Lord, I want your words dwelling in me. I don't want to be just an empty old fruit tree. I don't want to bear just one fruit and think that's a fruition. You go down to your orchard, you have your bushel basket, and you go to each tree and pick one. What are you going to have when you get to the end of your journey? Very little. And the Lord's not pleased with that. He doesn't tolerate it. So he does some cutting. And he does some pruning. And those things hurt. Those things hurt. It cuts close to us. But you have to have faith and realize that ugly old cut up tree is going to bear great fruit. It's going to bear lots of fruit. And we need that fruit. If you'll go with me to James, the 3rd chapter. James, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. That the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy. What doesn't the world need from that list? We all need that list. In our congregations, we need peaceable, don't we? We need gentle. We need full of mercy. We need to be easily entreated. That we get in our ruts, and that's easy to do, but it's not a good excuse. We get in our ruts and we fail to bring forth good fruit. We get in our ruts and we're just too busy bearing the leaves, bearing the one fruit. When you plant a kernel of corn and it grows, how many ears is usually on a stalk? I don't really know. About 5? 6? Maybe? How many kernels of corn is on each ear? We did a lesson on that one time. And we counted them up. And we counted the sweet pepper, the seeds inside of a sweet pepper, and a cucumber, and a tomato, I think it was. Would you believe it? The sweet pepper that had most of the seeds. You have one kernel planted, and it comes up multiple seeds. That's what the world is needing from you. It needs your fruit. It says, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. No lemons. No lemons. Only sweet fruit. Nothing rotten. They shouldn't have to go and pick that fruit and there'd be a worm in it. They don't want to see dry rot or rot on the bottom side of it. Yes, it looks good on the top, but on the bottom side it is rotting. Because the Lord's purging. The Lord's saying, I give opportunity. Do you know what these meetings are for? It's for our opportunity. It's our opportunity to move up, to move out, to move closer. It's our divine freedom. And I thank the Lord for that. When we have services at home, it's our opportunity. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Wouldn't it be nice if you had it every night? Everybody would really cringe then, wouldn't they? But do you know, it's for our edifying. And when we fail to come, we're just like that tree that says, I really don't need it. I'm leafy. I'm a fruit tree. I'm by the river of life. I'm planted where I should be. But you're only bearing one fruit because you're not exercising the opportunity. Do you know we have a myriad of things? We have the Word of God. Do you know, what if that was taken from you? Would you appreciate it then? It's lovely. It's Word. It's life. And it's ours for the taking. And it causes there to be a reason to be fruitful. The Lord was pleased with that. Full of mercy and good fruit. This is another scripture. It's kind of unusual, but it's a precious one. Psalm 92 and 14. It's precious to me because I want anyone here in this room that is older than me, this is how I count you. Anyone here for you that's older than you, this is what this counts for. It says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. If you'll go back to the 12th verse, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Thank the Lord for that. But you know what I see missing? Is that we have saints in old age that are too complacent. I'm tired of bearing fruit. I'm tired of it. It's just too much hard work. I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. I'm comfortable right where I am. And the Lord's saying, I still want you to bear fruit in your old age. Do you know why? Everyone in this room needs it. We need a fruit of righteousness in old age, in wisdom, found in understanding, who's been down the road and done that, and knows, I understand, brother. I understand, sister, what you're going through. I remember raising my kids. I remember raising my children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And I'll tell you what worked for us. We need that. And it seems to be when the messages go forth, we're looking for young people to come to the altar. Sometimes we're looking for young adults. Very rarely do you see an old person. Because why? Because they become complacent. They're in a rut. They've been in there a long time, and you're just not going to change them. That's just part of life anyway. But you know, the Lord's saying, I want some fruit out of you. And do you know, I got to thinking, the oldest tree should be the one bearing the most anyway, because they've had years of purging. They've had years of collected. They remember messages that we probably weren't even born when those messages were brought forth, that brought soundness of the gospel to them. And when they share it with us, we enjoy the juiciness of that fruit, of the gospel of that. When they can say, I remember when, do you know that's precious to us, and we need that. You're not retired. as long as you're serving the Lord. You just don't get that privilege because the Lord said that they still bring forth fruit in old age. I'm glad for that. When I have been blessed by righteousness in old age, it has had lasting effect on me. And someone was willing to be purged to get there. We need it.
Amen.
We all need it. I want you to understand that you're still very precious in God's sight, and He's still wanting more fruit from you because we all need it. I love the Lord, and I want to serve Him all of my days. I desire that you pray for me, and my desire is that I would be a tree like this. This should be... Don't let that be your aspiration. Don't let that be your goal right here. Don't let this one say, oh, this is what I want. It's okay. No. Want this. Desire this. This is what God is pleased with. These other things will be brought to judgment, and He won't be happy with it. He's not satisfied with it because He's saying, I want you to be fruitful. I want you to bear fruit. Now, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, and the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. But you know, the Lord is wanting you at every stage in your life, and I can guarantee He'll give you a prosperous, exciting life in Him. It may not be in financial gains of this world, but when you serve Him and you put all your eggs in His basket, it's worth it every time. And it will bring a flourishing, a fruition that will extend the kingdom of God. I desire it. You pray for me.
$385.